homegrown right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a Knoxville podcast recorded at the Hutch and Howard Studio in beautiful Turkey Creek. Let's talk about Knoxville. Welcome back to a Knoxville podcast with Hutch and Howard. I'm Rob Howard, the Howard and Hutch and Howard. And this is Knoxville's favorite chatty Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy Lee Weitrick.
Hello. It's been a hot minute. Where you been?
I've been all over the place, and I know you have too. I know we always talk about the weather. It's hot.
Yeah, but it's not as hot as Florida.
It's true.
Took my baby to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's such a fun trip.
Yeah, so Jakey Pooh was a snowboard instructor in Park City, Utah for the past 2 years, and they had record amounts of snow, 900 inches.
Good Lord.
So he finished up the season, and so he said, Mom, I think I'm ready for the beach. Let's go down to Fort Lauderdale. So he's working on private yachts.
Sweet.
Down there. And so I got to spend time with my baby, and it was the best 10 days. The only thing that would have made it better is if Alex would have been with us.
Yeah, and for sure. You know, I've heard that a lot of times people do that. They live in the mountains in the snow.
And in the winter.
A lot of people who are coming here come from living on the beach, and they want to be at the very top of whatever mountain when they come to Tennessee.
I mean, people even here do not utilize the Smoky Mountains like they should. We are in the best place in the country as far as lakes and rivers and fishing and mountains and everything else.
Yeah, Knoxville's the one big town that you get to right before you hit the Smoky Mountains. There's a lot of little burgs in the foothills, but...
Yeah. But he's down in Fort Lauderdale, and we had the best 10 days, and he got his certifications, and he's working on yachts, and I think his master goal is to be on Below Deck. I don't know how many of you watch that or not.
I do not watch that, but my wife watches that, so a lot of times I'm in the room when it happens.
Oh, goodness. So while I was... let's talk about what you did while I was gone.
Oh, I got into wandering mode, and I wandered around town. I went to visit Knoxville, which has the WDVX radio station.
Yes.
And every day they do Blue Plate specials, which that's...
It's not food,
but it is awesome.
Yes.
But Visit Knoxville is our convention visitors bureau, so it's right there in the middle of downtown, like where Gay Street and Summit Hill cross.
I worked in that building for years.
Did you?
That was a Wendy's. It was on the corner.
When?
I'm not saying
let's just say it was a couple of years ago.
It was in the 80s. That was a Wendy's, and I worked on the second floor, and I was in accounting.
Oh, cool.
So the gentleman who owned all the Wendy's in Knoxville, Dr. Charlie Ogle, that was our headquarters.
Okay.
So he owned 23 Wendy's in Knoxville, and then he owned like 50 in Austin and a bunch in Florida. And so I worked for...
That's a lot of Frosties and Square Burgers.
I didn't... Where's the meat? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? I didn't flip burgers, but I worked upstairs. And so now you went there for the...
Oh, yeah.
The scoopage?
Yeah, I went for the Blue Plate special, which is every day at... I think it's like from 11 to 12 or 12 to 1. They have a little... local band or a little touring band or somebody pop in there and give an hour concert. And the day that I went, it was a group called Tin Roof Echo.
Okay.
And it was just a guy, and it was a guitar player and a bass player. It was a great little show.
Oh.
But I sat down with the guy after his performance, and we were just chatting, and he said that the reason that he happened to be in town that day and be on the radio was because his daughter was coming in to UT and checking it out, to be a potential student. Yeah, she'd just graduated from Asheville, and so she was just looking at schools, and that was one that maybe he suggested that she check out.
Well, I mean, go Vols.
Exactly.
I mean, what's not to love? My whole family went there, except my niece.
Uh-oh.
Go Cats. She went north.
She went to Kentucky?
She is at Kentucky. She's a sophomore at Kentucky.
Oh,
so she's
sweet.
Not too far.
No.
It's about 3 hours. But Lexi's a great town.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great town. And she's
I've gone to some great concerts there.
She's thriving. She has two. So yeah, it's a great town. But I mean, I hope they had a good experience. And you know, a WBIR sometimes features musicians that are on the Blue Plate Special.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, you never know. I mean, that's a great, it's like the Bluebird, you know, in Nashville. It's like, I've been at the Bluebird.
Somebody's going to be there.
It's
sometimes it's super famous people. Yeah.
And sometimes you'll go, oh, now they're super famous, but I saw them, you know, 15 years ago mm-hmm. at the Bluebird or at the Blue Plate.
Right. So. Well, and it's not unheard of for, we've got a whole lot of local famous artists. I mean, Dolly Parton has a place here.
Oh.
Kenny Chesney. I'm just kind of pulling them out of the air.
Not Luke Bryan. Red Dog.
Oh yeah, Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton has a place.
There's just a ton of talent that finds its way back to our, I call it Middle East Tennessee because I'm from Southeast Tennessee, you know, down on the Georgia border. But speaking of Kentucky, you have a poolside story while you were on vacation.
I do. So, hey, good segue. So I was at lying by the pool having a cocktail, and I was on my computer working, and because Jake was at school, and so I was on the phone with Carrie and Carrie in our office, Carrie with the C and Carrie with the K, and we were discussing our new signs, our new signage, because Jim McMichaels, who, shout out to Kelly, one of my really good best friends, and we were having some new signs made for Hutch and Howard.
Yeah, Jim McMichaels, the signs that we, the company that we use to make our signs.
Yes, and they are amazing, and they're on Dutchtown. You can buy me lunch later, Kelly. And so I'm there, and I'm looking at the signs on my computer and everything, and this guy walks by, and he has on a Kentucky hat and a Kentucky shirt, and I was like, "Whoo, go Cats!" And he went, "Rawr!" I was like, "Oh Lord!" They pass on, and I get off the computer, and the lady sitting in front of me in her chair at the pool turns around and she says, "You're not from Kentucky." Now, mind you, we're in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't have anything orange, no, but not even my bag or anything. And I said, "No, I'm not." And she said, "No, you're either from Texas or Tennessee."
She's one of those regional etymologist kind of person.
Yes, she loves dialect. And she said, "I think you're from Tennessee, but you speak really fast. And so I'm maybe leaning towards Texas, but I'm thinking Tennessee." And I said, "You're exactly right. That is wild." I mean, I was like flabbergasted. You know, I'm 13 hours away from home and somebody's guessing that I'm from Tennessee. And she said, "Well, we're from Knoxville." And I went, "Oh my gosh." So, of course, I picked up my towel, moved up there, right there in her husband's spot because he is in the water. And we took up a conversation and they have recently moved here. They're in an apartment. They're looking for a home in Hardin Valley.
So you said BTW. I'm a realtor.
Guess who's going to be the realtor?
Yay!
So all that to say is, you know, business is everywhere. And all you have to do is just talk about it. And I just wanted to let everyone know, I'm a realtor. Rob is a realtor.
Yes, we love selling homes. We love helping people.
If you forgot, what's that? Modern Family?
It's
realtor.
Realtor.
It's not realtor. So that was my little Kentucky story, but I've been in contact with her, and hopefully as soon as their lease is up on their apartment, we're going to find them a house. And
awesome.
They moved here from New York. So her husband took a job down here. So,
well, there's so many people. I mean, half the people I'm working with over the past few months have been relocating from somewhere, trying to get out of the lockdowns that happened during COVID. I mean, the after effects of the lockdowns have been another big, big thing. You know, people are just, I don't know. I think they're not getting the sun. They're not getting the human interaction that they've been needing. And I actually, yesterday, I was working on a offer that I was writing, and this little couple came in. I was sitting at Aubrey's over here in Bearden, and this older lady came in and sat down in a chair, and the Aubrey's folks said, "I'm sorry, those are set aside for somebody else." Well, I was sitting there by myself at a big table, so I said, "Why don't y'all come on over and you can sit with me if you don't mind sharing."
The community table.
Yeah, exactly.
I know where it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And So the elderly couple and their two children, who are adult children, probably in their 50s, came and sat with me, and they were stopping in Knoxville. They were like, "We've never been here before." They were from Minnesota and headed to West Virginia. So I had a nice little conversation with them. I'm writing an offer, so I wasn't in sales mode.
Right.
Hey, what's up? You know, you want to buy a house? No.
The Minnesota people.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a great conversation with them, and it's just neat how many different types of folks are coming through town or stopping in town. With Interstate 40 right here and at Crossing 75, mm-hmm. This is a hub. This is like the area where everybody passes through. In college, we had this little game. It was called People from Ohio on Vacation.
Did you count car tags?
Yeah, we counted car tags. And it wasn't anything else, because growing up on the Georgia border, you know, leaving UT and going south, my college roommate would always ride home with me.
Uh-huh.
Between the two of us, he had grown up in Toledo, Ohio. He was like, regardless how many people from Maine, how many people from everywhere were driving through, there were always more people from Ohio.
Yes.
So we would just count the people from Ohio, or just shout it out, "People from Ohio on vacation."
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, coming down 75, the first lake that they hit is Norris.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I feel like it's our cleanest lake. It is gorgeous. It is beautiful. It's big. It's deep. It's cold. And they just stop. So
a lot of times
so
they do.
Many people. And then they tell their friends and they tell their friends. And it's like everybody in La Follette, yeah. Caraville, the whole Norris area is a lot of people from Ohio.
Uh-huh. I have to shout out Douglas because I just bought.
Oh, you did! You bought that land.
I just bought 2.5 acres with Sandy Noe, who's my cousin-in-law. He's my cousin, but he and I just bought this 2.5 acres, and it had 200 feet of water frontage. And
that is fabulous.
My friends Derek and Kelly, we closed early. They're closing tomorrow.
Okay.
And gosh, it was, they called me and said, "Hey, Rob, we want to sell this. We've had it for 11 years. We didn't use it. Hey."
And Rob said, "I want it."
I was like, OMG. So I said, "Let's put it on the market, see if we can get a better offer than I'm willing to do."
Sure. That's fair. Just, you put your clients first.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's my fiduciary duty.
Absolutely.
Here's an offer. It's going to sit here on the table. And if somebody beats it, then great. Love y'all. I'd rather you get what you need rather
sure.
than, and nobody beat what I was willing to pay. So
congratulations.
Yay.
Was that your closing today?
No.
Oh, wait.
No,
okay.
That one's our side's closed. The sellers are coming in. Kelly and Derek are coming in tomorrow to finish signing.
Gotcha. But, okay. So shout out to H&H. Rob had a closing today.
Brandon had a closing. And Kathy had a closing.
Yay! It was a trifecta. Wait.
A hat trick.
Hat trick. Yeah, that's a hat trick. And I was actually referring to soccer, and Rob shared with me that that's also a hockey term.
Yeah, I was like,
I just don't really do hockey. I'm like, I like the Ice Bears.
Yeah.
But I guess living here, we didn't have a big hockey presence. Like
right.
There wasn't a school team or
right.
You know, anything like that. So
I used to go, when I was at UT, I used to cover the Ice Bears. Actually, back then they were called the Knoxville Speed. It was like
yes.
a short little period in between being the Cherokees and being the Ice Bears.
I remember that.
Yep. So I covered them, and I covered the UT hockey team. Which
what do you
is,
mean you covered them? Like sports writing?
I was the sports writer for the Daily Beacon.
Did you ever work for the Metro?
Metro Pulse?
Mm-hmm.
No. But one of my friends,
I can see you doing.
Yeah,
Betty
I love
Mean.
Ian Whiteburn. We met up after Metropulse had kind of
okay.
gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah.
But I hang out with him and Marianne, his both
significant
of them,
other.
Yeah, his Sigoth.
That's
what they're called.
I'm not cool enough to know that term.
And I majored in public relations, but mm-hmm. I always kind of leaned toward enjoying the journalism part. UT had an awesome School of Communications. Now it's called Information Sciences, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, that's where I shot pictures of, let's see, some of the concerts I got to cover, quote unquote. let's see, it was Elton John, it was Aerosmith, and it was Jimmy Buffett, and a few like that, where basically I got to be the little guy with the camera that stood in front of the crowd. And
that is fabulous.
Yeah, so Thompson Bowling Arena had all this stuff, and it was like a free pass to go enjoy the best music.
Heck yeah, Aerosmith's coming again.
Yep, they're coming.
And
Elton John was just here not too long ago.
Somebody was asking me about tickets to Aerosmith, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get invited, but I haven't been yet. But maybe I'll get invited to Aerosmith in January.
Hint, to whoever's out there.
That was funny. But what else did you do while I was gone? You did a lot.
Yeah.
You were busy. You had a birthday.
I had a birthday. The big 5-0.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you. That was interesting. And I ended up getting to go see the very last show of the Vibrous Labs at Scruffy City Hall, which is in Market Square.
Love, love, love.
And I have loved them. They've been one of the best. We always talk about Dave Campbell and
Smooth Sailor.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do a slightly different show that it was just so eclectic. You would hear the Kinks, and then you would hear, you know, just all these weird 1980s bands, lots of variety.
Yes.
And they were just so, so good.
They really were.
And members of them played with all the other bands around town.
They were fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. And I love Scruffy City, too, because I'm allergic to smoke.
Yeah, that's non-smoking.
It is non-smoking.
Right next door, you can see sometimes they're a little more of the college-aimed bands rather than the us old folks bands. You know?
True.
But Preservation Pub is...
I love Press Pub.
Perfect for
that genre.
If you don't care about, you know...
And I just can't. I mean, I don't mind going home and, you know, washing my clothes, but it gives me a sinus... You know, anyway, we're not going to go there.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. But there's so much great music in Knoxville, regardless.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Well, I was talking about the Blue Plate Special, which is Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday they have what's called the Big Plate Special.
Ooh.
And that's at Barley's in the Old City, mm-hmm. Knoxville's Old City, which is...
It's on Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson Avenue. And that whole little Old City area, if you're coming into Knoxville as a visitor, you have to go down there.
I mean,
there's little bars and there's little restaurants all over the place, and if you want to catch Celtic music, or if you want to catch jazz, or you want to see the Pilot Light's awesome. I don't know if you've ever been to the Pilot Light,
no.
But it's crazy. It's this tiny little dive, and they always have people coming in. You know, the little bands that are wandering around and zipping across the country that you would never see in Knoxville.
Where
otherwise.
Is that?
It is right. Okay, it's Four Corners, Boys
Chicken
Row, Lonesome Dove. They're directly across the street from Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
And the other corner is the Urban Bar.
Yeah.
Is it still the Urban Bar? I don't know.
Well, anyway. Keffy. I love Keffy.
Yeah.
It's got the best old fashioned in Knoxville, so.
Well. Love yeah, we should have a watering holes conversation.
Let's do a drinking analogy on our next one.
Always drink responsibly.
Yes.
But what I was going to tell you was the Big Plate Special was Robinella, who was a friend from college, Robin Tipton at the time. Now she's Robinella Bailey.
Yes.
And ever since the early 90s, she's just the sweetest soul and the sweetest person.
Aww.
And since the early 90s, I've gone out to watch her whenever possible,
mm-hmm.
whenever she plays out. She used to be in a band that they actually played on the Conan O'Brien show.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And a few places like that called
That's
Robinella.
Cool.
Yeah, Robinella and the CC String Band. She kind of sounds like a country Billie Holiday, if you ever.
Oh.
That's my definition. She probably would cringe if I said that. But,
hey, I'd love to go here sometime.
But yeah, it was a beautiful show. Every experience I've had with Robinella has been beautiful. That was another WDVX show that I really enjoyed.
That's cool.
I went to the Bijou. We've talked about Barley's, we talked about the Blue Plate Special and the Big Plate Special. I also went to the Bijou I think he may be local or maybe Nashville, but this guy named Dusty Slay, my friend Randall called, and he had gotten one ticket to go see this show, and it was a live taping for a show that he was going to do,
right.
Like a recording, you know, he's putting out CDs. I don't know, they don't do that anymore, but...
Right.
Whatever. It was a live show that he's recording. So Randall had some conflict, and he was like, hey, Rob, I'm like one of those guys that, like, six people, well, I went to see Hair at Clarence Brown Theater, and my buddy Paige said, hey, I've got an extra couple extra tickets, whatever.
And you called Carrie and said, hey, I got an extra ticket.
No, I put it out to the whole
no,
room.
No, I meant, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. You know, and it was like a spur of the moment.
Well, first
it's like,
I asked
yeah.
Amy, and she was like, of course. Oh, I want to. And then she was like, oh, I don't want to. So
right.
So then I put it out to the group.
To the whole team.
Yeah, like 45 minutes before the show started, and Carrie zipped across town and
yeah.
went to the show with me.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And Nancy Keith's daughter yeah. is in it.
Presley, she did an awesome job.
She's fabulous.
She did some awesome stuff.
I love her. Love, love, love her. Love both of them. Love Nancy and love Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad, of course, is David Keith,
who is in An Officer and a Gentleman and a very various other. He's another Knoxville icon celebrity.
Oh yeah, he had a lot to do with the
Clarence
theater
Brown.
Clarence Brown. I mean, his pictures on the outside wall.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's big time.
Yeah.
He's big time. So.
So
yeah.
So she's got good genes on both sides because Nancy is wonderful. She used to work at either the Laugh Factory or in L.A. And she was like, I believe she did PR for the whole comedy scene in Los Angeles.
She did.
And so she's got showmanship and she's got showmanship. I mean, Presley's got it coming from both sides. And so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But Dusty Slay, that show was wonderful. All the getting out that I got to do. One other thing, I went to a wedding at Elkmont, which is up in the Smoky Mountains.
Like the campground.
Yeah.
Not like the restaurant that closed,
oh,
which
yeah,
I love that Elkmont.
Not Elkmont Exchange, but Elkmont.
We used to camp there every spring. I didn't even know you could get married there.
Well, back in the day, that was an old Franklin Roosevelt CCC
yes,
camp where all the little people that were
building
right after the Depression or right during the Depression, they created, it's called the Works Administration.
Right.
Job Works Administration, something like that. And they had the CCC camp there. My cousin was getting married, and they had this little open-air thing. It's right next to the river. There's the little whitewater rapids
yeah.
right down there. It was called the Spence Cabin. And that little cabin, the cabin was empty. That was where the bride and the groom and the people in the wedding, you know, changed clothes and got all ready.
Seriously.
And then there's this beautiful little tiny amphitheater down there at the bottom of the hill. And they put a little arch up and they put some, you know, it was just right in the middle of nature.
I cannot even comprehend where that is because we went camping from the time Jake was 3 and Alex was 5.
Yeah.
And we would go to Elkmont every single year.
This is the Elkmont, exactly where you were camping.
I know, but I'm just like, you know, they had the fireflies.
It's amazing what is there that you don't even know about.
But I've seen all the little cabins.
Well, they had
But I thought they were like off limits. Like you couldn't go in the cabins because they were like.
They were falling down
yes.
for the longest time.
That's what I'm saying.
Most of them have been repainted, revitalized. Oh. You should go up there. You should absolutely
okay,
see
so
it.
I haven't been probably in 5 years. You know, with the fireflies, now they're so popular that mm-hmm. they have to have a lottery system and then you have to get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You have
I've
to
applied
park.
For the past 5 years and never got a passport.
Well, you got to park, you know, way down yonder in the pawpaw patch
mm-hmm.
and ride the trolley
yep.
up. And then you have to, it's dark. I mean, like, you cannot have a flashlight. You cannot have anything. It's like they have to keep it dark so you can witness the synchronicity of the fireflies.
Yeah, synchronized fireflies. This is amazing.
It's like it's a phenomenon. I mean, it's
it
like
really
one of the
is.
8 wonders of the world. There's only 2 places in the world that this happens.
And the other one's in Australia
yes,
or something. Isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It's fabulous.
Although, I saw this, I was staying at my aunt's house.
Okay, you're not telling me your aunt has synchronized fireflies.
Yes. But it's in the Cherokee National Forest, so
okay, well, I mean,
it's not
close.
Really a surprise.
It's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's...
Look, let's go to Aunt Bessie's. So maybe she'll fix us some cornbread.
Aunt Melba's.
Melba's. Okay.
Yeah.
Pinto beans and cornbread.
Exactly.
Let's go.
It was good.
Well, see, if you camp there,
uh-huh.
you just walk up there. So we would camp there during the fireflies. Hello. So we didn't have to get a ticket.
You're so smart.
We didn't have to. So, you know, we were doing it before. We were going up there and watching the fireflies 20 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, this was before it got so popular. Because it was before it was popular.
Yeah, but the National Park Service had to do something to restrict everybody from being up there.
It's true, and they organized it very well.
Yeah, and it's spread out over, what, two or three weekends? Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's great. But I'm going to have to go check out, you know, what about this,
just
you know.
Just come back to Elkmont and see what it's like.
I will. So,
Oh, and they had this big reception hall. It was called the Appalachian Clubhouse. And it was just the most wonderful. It was like...
It's like a fellowship hall at a church or something?
If a church was a barn. Because it had, I mean...
Is it
towering, open?
So there's no walls?
No, it's just covered. No, it's like being inside of a large barn. Sweet. You know, but it's much nicer than just being... Sure. There's no stalls or anything.
Well, how do you rent it? Who do you contact?
I'm not sure. I probably contact the... Well, it may be regulated by the Park Service, I would assume, but...
Forestry.
Just look up Appalachian Clubhouse.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was a beautiful reception hall. Very rustic. But they had the whole wedding party was in there. We had little tables. And then there was this beautiful, like, wraparound front porch that we all sat in rocking chairs. And it was just so neat.
That is so... I probably should have started this segment off with this. But my oldest son, Alex...
Oh, yeah.
He just proposed to his sweetie.
What did she say?
She said, yes.
Yay.
I'm going to get the sweetest, cutest, most adorable little daughter-in-law. And we are so blessed.
So you've got the Marion man and the adventurer.
yes. So Kelsey will be joining our family.
Yay, and welcome Kelsey.
We love her. If she's going to take on a name like Weetrick, it's true love. That's what my daddy told me. You're going to have to spell it and learn how to spell it and repeat it your whole entire life.
Oh yeah, so, going from Lee to Weetrick.
Or like her maiden name's Jones.
So same thing.
So, but they are looking at wedding venues, and then they go hiking every single weekend.
Are you sure
weekend.
Alex doesn't want to take her name?
So Alex Jones, no, that's not an option.
Oh, yeah, maybe not.
No, he has to keep Weetrick, and she loves Weetrick, so she's going to take Weetrick. So, but they're looking at venues, and I'm intrigued because, you know, she's just getting her master's and graduating on Friday.
Oh, wow.
In urban landscaping and architecture.
Wow.
So
that's
a
mouthful.
They go hiking and they go to the mountains every weekend. And he proposed in the mountains on a hike. And
well,
so.
I'll put a link in the show notes and everything if I can find anything about Appalachian Clubhouse. That was the first time that I'd ever heard of it. But it's literally at the end of all the little CCC cabins.
Well, I know where. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great place. There's good parking there. There's a lot of things that make it an ideal spot if you're going to get married
in the
Great Smoky Mountains. Yes. That's the place to do it, I would think.
I can see. I don't know what their plans are. They really haven't shared, and I'm the mother of the groom. I got to wear beige and keep my mouth shut. But they are moving to Denver.
Two words, impossible. I've never seen you wear beige, and I've never seen you keep your mouth shut.
Oh, Robbie.
And both of those are wonderful things.
Well, they're moving to Denver because to get your architecture stamp, you have to work under an architect for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so they're moving to Denver in July, and they'll be there probably 2 years for her to get her stamp. And then hopefully they'll move back here. Her parents are here, and so I'm hoping that they'll eventually move back, but I'm so happy that they're spreading their wings and going to go on an adventure themselves.
But knowing you, I kind of hope that they travel the world because you are a world traveler. You're a person who loves to see other places, and I could see that being a wonderful experience too. Just wherever your kids are, whether it's
Fort Lauderdale or Denver
or down under, whatever. What was that called? The show.
Below Deck.
Yeah, Below Deck Mediterranean. I could just see Kathy out there with a big floppy hat sitting on a yacht.
I think my next trip is going to be to Roatan. Okay, so has anybody out there ever heard of Roatan? Well,
just keep
going. Roatan, I'd never heard of in my life. And a realtor here with Keller Williams is Sharon Ebanks. Mm-hmm. And she's from there. And it's a little island off of Honduras. And it's close to Belize.
Yeah.
And it's connected to the Great Barrier Reef, and it's like some of the best snorkeling and scuba diving in the world.
And isn't she setting up a...
She is.
She's setting up a resort there.
She is developing and going to build, I think, 9 condos.
Wow.
Then the... A month
Sounds
later.
Like a Hutch and Howard road trip.
Yeah.
That'll be, if we hit our goal, maybe we can
yes,
do that.
Yes, yes. So then Colette, another beautiful lady here at Keller Williams, decides she's going to go on vacation, and she was going to Roatan. And I was like, wait, did you know that Sharon Ebanks is going to like develop? No, I didn't know that. So here goes Colette, clippity-clop, all the way down to Roatan.
Yeah.
And they loved it so much. They're leaving next week, and you know, they have a house sitter and a dog sitter, so don't like break into our house. But I mean, they're going back to Roatan. And so I'm, you know, helping my clients, and lo and behold, they're from California.
Yeah.
Gonna buy a house here, one on the lake.
Yeah.
They're on Douglas. No, Cherokee. North,
Cherokee.
They're on Cherokee.
Oh, we're talking about all the Great Lakes.
Cherokee. And they have a home and an Airbnb, and they're missionaries in Roatan.
Good gracious.
And they have begged me to come down there to stay in their Airbnb beside on their own property next to their home. And they just built a big pool. And I am like, oh my gosh.
Kathy's so guest house. She's got a spot.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, so the next place that Kathy goes is probably going to be Roatan. The universe is sending me all these things about Roatan. I don't know how to snorkel and I don't know how to scuba dive, but I'm going to go because the pictures, y'all look it up. It's gorgeous. And if you want to buy down there, I'll be your buyer's agent and Sharon can be your selling
you're
agent.
You're selling it. You're right.
And I think Colette's going to buy, you know, maybe look down there. And it's just absolutely beautiful. So you and Amy should go down there.
I'm just trying to get to Scotland.
Oh,
there's so many places I want to go. No, I've been to England, but I've never been north.
To Scotland. Okay. Yeah. I can see you going there. That'd be cool. Daddy loved it. It was his favorite trip ever.
Well, that's where all the family castles and all that stuff from before we came to America in the 1600s. You
know? That is cool.
So,
Daddy liked it mostly because of the golf, the history, and the castles and everything. I don't know that we have a lineage there or any kind of roots from Scotland. But he did. We were talking about the other night, and the boys were asking him what his favorite. He loved Cape Cod.
Yeah.
He loved going up there in the fall and seeing the leaves and whale watching and all that. But he said Scotland was one of his
favorite trips.
Yes. That's very awesome. Favorite trips. So.
Well, I guess we're about out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks. So hopefully we'll get stuck on Cousin Lisa's radio. It'll be Rob and Cat. She couldn't get us off her. It was like a loop.
Oh, yeah. On Apple Music sometimes, if you're playing whatever the last thing you were playing, it just picks up on a lot of radios. And shout out to her because she got to hear our last episode. It sounds like 50 million times.
Well, thanks, guys. And we'll be back next week.
See you soon.
If you're buying
or
selling your home, trust a professional. Don't do it alone. From the sunflower fields to the sun sphere tower, there's a knowledgeable name. It's Hutch and Howard. It's Hutch and Howard. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.